Back deep to receive the kick for the Dodgers will be Cole Williams on the far side. On the near side, looks like Brandon Phelps, Jax Robinson, and back to the microphone, the voice of the Dodgers, Adam Hooper.
Here's the kick by Jackson. He's going to put that ball right in the end zone for a touchback. You know, not very often Jax Robinson there for the kicker for Verdigris. Not that often we see a good kicker in Class 3A or 2A.
Exactly.
You see some in 6A, but not really in a Class 3A level.
Well, he has a major league leg, and I think we'll see him play somewhere on Saturdays. First and 10, Dodgers at their own 20-yard line underway in the second half of play from Verdigris.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. They're going to hand it off to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right to the 20. Spins around to the 25, and he gets handled immediately at the 26. So a gain of 6 there for Mr. Hunter Brewer. And it's second and 4 now from the 26. I had a good friend of mine text me. I'll tell you about it after this play.
All right.
Second and 4 from the 26-yard line. Timmons in the shotgun. He'll keep it. Now rolls to his left, and he's going to be sacked at the 20-yard line. The Cardinals did a very good job of breaking the offensive pressure there and getting a sack to Blake Timmons. That's going to be, I think I'll spot that back at the 20.
Third and about 9 at the 21, it looks like, Adam.
So third and 9 now from the 21-yard line. And Timmons in a shotgun formation. Whoops. Well, they did get back in the neutral zone. The Cardinals did on the right tackle. There's a snap. Timmons now rolls to his left, and he's going to be sacked again.
Back-to-back sacks.
Actually, that time the sack. Actually, that was Blaine Saxon. They're on the tackle. So back-to-back sacks there by the Cardinals, and now you're facing 4th and 15 for Dewey. From the 15-yard line, and Dewey will be forced to punt. Here's a kick.
It's a good one.
High kick. It's going to get a Dewey bounce, and spotted at the 40-yard line, so that's where the Cardinals will have it. 1st and 10 from the Cardinals' 40-yard line. I want to mention, though, I want to say a good shout-out to our good friend Don Osborne back in Dewey. He's listening to us tonight. He texted me, he asked me a question on Hunter Brewer's numbers, whether the stats from Pawhuska counted. And I'm going to say yes, they do. Even though the game was not there, but they're going
to...
Yeah, and they finally did accept those stats. Here's a pass from the Cardinals quarterback,
Nathan
Stidley, and the pass, I believe, was caught.
Yes.
At the 47-yard line. Didn't see who got that pass.
Well, that was Dylan Height.
So it'll be second down and 3 from the 47-yard line.
Height's
Don Osborne is a member of the Adam Hooper fan club? Yeah.
Just one of many, I'm sure.
One of many.
Uh-oh,
oh, the ball is loose! And we're all the way down to the 30, and Steinley's going to have to down it there at the 29-yard line. What a bad snap there from center. You know, either it was a bad snap or Steinley just wasn't ready for it. Well, they're going to spot that at the 30. That's a loss of 17.
Jeez.
So now you're looking at third down and 20.
What's on our broadcast tap for next week, Adam?
We will be back in Dewey next week. It'll be senior night, and Claremore Sequoia comes to town.
That'll be a humdinger.
That will be a good ball game. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Stiley now goes back to pass. Still rolling. Pass left side, caught at the 40, and spins away from one tackler and down to 40, 31.
Little swing pass out there to Dylan Height, and that went nowhere.
I only gained a 1. So 4th and 20 now. just inside the 30 to the 31.
Robinson back to punt, and there goes Hunter Brewer.
We're going to go deeper than that, Hunter.
Yeah, got a wind behind him now, Bubba. Picked up a little bit to about 7-8 miles an hour.
It's a kick.
Jeez.
High kick. And Brewer is going to let that ball go, and it's stopped at the 25.
So the teams trade punts on their first possessions, Adam.
Dewey will take over first and 10. They'll spot at the 25 with 8:08 to go in the third quarter. Dewey on top 32-3. So they'll spot that at the 25.
That's nice for them to spot that at an even yard line there.
Yes.
One thing about it, you can see the hash marks on this field.
Absolutely.
It's a great place to call a game. I just don't care for the black jerseys with the red letters. It's
really
hard to see.
Hunter Brewer to the middle and dives forward to the 29-yard line. Yeah, I agree with you on the hash marks. This is a nice field, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Second and 6 now from the 29. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. No huddle once again. Two wide receivers on each side. Brewer gets it once again. Breaks one tackle. Spins around to the 30. 35-40. Breaks one tackle to the 45. Runs to the right to the 50. 45-40. 35-30. 25-20. 15-10-5. Good night, Dewey! Touchdown, Bulldoggers!
71 yards, Adam.
Hunter Brewer, a 71-yard run. And that was all Hunter Brewer right there. And Dewey scores again.
How about 263 yards on the night for that young man?
Wow. 71-yard run for Mr. Hunter Brewer. His fourth touchdown of the night.
I don't think you could tackle him in a phone booth tonight.
No, not at all. And now Dewey will go for two. Snap. Pass is going to be caught, but it's going to be short. There's a flag on the play. Looked like Kasten Fry was the receiver, but we'll check about the flag first. If it's against Verdigris, I think it's going to be on Dewey. So it'll be a pass interference against Dewey. The point after is no good. So timeout on the field with 7:28 to go in the third quarter. It's Dewey 38 and Verdigris 3. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Dewey kicks the ball off, and the ball will go out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, so the Cardinals will have it. Actually, they'll spot the ball to 37. Actually, the 38. Well, that drive for Dewey, two plays, 75 yards, all Hunter Brewer. He rushed for 75 yards, all of it, but he got 71 yards for his fourth touchdown tonight. First and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 37. Hand off Dylan Height. And he dances around to the 39, crosses the 40 to the 41. Actually, they'll put that at the 42, so a gain of 4 makes it 2nd and 6. 7:05 to go in the third quarter. It is 38-3 in favor of Dewey. They're going to go trips to the right. There's a receiver to the left. Stidley in a shotgun formation. Snap. Height gets it and won't go anywhere. He gets stuffed there at the 42-yard line. Nick Canavan there was the first to get him, along with Chase Revarn and a lot of other Dogger players.
Just like he got to the line of scrimmage and there was a force field there, he just fell down.
No gain, puts it 3rd and 6 from the 42-yard line. Clock still rolling with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Trips to the right, one to the left. Snap, Stiley now rolls to his right, still rolling. He's still rolling. Now he'll throw this ball away. Down at about the 40-yard line in Dewey's territory, but it's going to be another three and out for the Cardinals, so they'll be punting the ball away.
How about this Dogger defense? They just are dominant
tonight. I'll tell you what, they have been dominant here tonight. You thought last week they played very well. I think tonight's better. And they are going to, Cardinals will punt the ball.
I was really hoping we could get an update on the Claremore-Sequoia and Berryhill game. Claremore-Sequoia did run out to a 9-0 lead, and then Berryhill scored twice, making it 14-9 at halftime, but we just don't have anything new after that. So
Jax Robinson back to punt. The snap. Oh, a nice punt there again. Hunter Brewer will let this ball go to the 5. Better pick that up. No, they're going to roll it in the end zone. So it'll be a touchback. And Dewey will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 5:58 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-3 in favor of Dewey. Coming up, the conclusion of our broadcast, we will have our high school school board show with Ben Nicholas. He'll give us all the scores and highlights for you for week 8 of high school football. Some games will be played tomorrow, but most of them playing tonight.
We'll just take another Friday night off, won't we?
Yes. I'll take it, too.
There's that jumbo formation, Adam, that they ran so well early in the season. Blaine Timmons, and I can't see who the other blocker is.
There's a jumbo formation, handoff, Hunter Brewer. And actually, play action, they'll throw to the left side, and pass is almost intercepted. Maybe a little bit underthrown there to Jonathan Blackman, but
yeah, he,
it was a play action that time, and the pass incomplete, second down.
Needs to throw that over his outside shoulder so he has a chance for that one.
Well, he's either overthrown it or underthrown it.
Yeah, that was woefully underthrown, I'm afraid.
Actually, the other blocker that for the Doggers.
Cole Brown?
No.
No.
That's Brendan Timmons.
I said his name.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to pay attention while I'm working here, would you?
I know. Actually, the handoff there was to Hunter Brewer.
I see Art.
It's going to be third down here. Cole Hawkins now in the game. That's a loss of a yard. They'll make it third and 11 now from the 19. Clock rolling with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. 38-3 Dewey.
First negative run for Hunter tonight.
Vertigris showing blitz. Play clock now down to 10 seconds.
I like Brandon Phelps in the slot here. I think he's got his man.
There's a snap. Timmons now throws down the middle. That pass incomplete.
There
that should
is.
Be a
there
flag.
It
yes, it is.
That's two flags.
Well, both officials threw it right there. Brandon Tidwell was the intended receiver, and yes, it will be a pass interference call against the Cardinals.
Yeah, he got the early bump in the back. I think that was maybe Dylan Height.
It was Dylan Height. He's trying to plead his case for the officials.
Yeah, so, I think I'll need an attorney.
Well, you gotta go to the people's court.
one will be appointed for him, I think. 9th penalty on the night for the Cardinals. They've caught up to the Doggers 70 yards in penalties.
First and 10 now from the 35 in Dewey's territory. Clock now at 4:58 to go in the third quarter. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Handoff is Hawkins. Spins around to the 35. Now he's down at the 39.
Nice run. He's just such a great change of pace from Hunter Brewer.
That's a gain of gain of 3, second and 7 now from the 40. And off again to Hawkins, and he won't go nowhere. He met up by that brick wall, that Vertigris defense, and he may have lost a yard too.
He did, Adam.
So it'll be 3rd and 8 now from the 39. So they're giving Hunter Brewer a rest. Now they got trips to the right, one receiver to the left. That's Jonathan Blackman. see what they got here going. Timmons in a shotgun, the snap. Timmons now looking, still looking, still looking. Now he throws down the middle, caught by Brandon Phelps to the 45, spins around down at the 40-yard line.
Nice pass and catch, 21 yards and a first down. Nice to see Phelps get his hands on a ball tonight.
Matter of fact, I believe that's his first catch of the evening.
Second reception.
He had a
1 yard earlier in the game, but that was great.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. No huddle. Hand off Cole Hawkins.
There it
breaks
is.
Breaks the tackle to the 35, to
there
the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Cole Hawkins, a 40-yard run to the left side. That's his first rushing touchdown of the night, and Dewey increases their lead.
Wow.
Cole Hawkins' second rushing touchdown this season.
Couldn't get an angle on him, and he just ran past people. Hey, I've got an update in that Berry Hill score. In the third quarter, it's 20-9, Berry Hill over Claremore Sequoia.
It looks like this time Dewey is going to kick the extra point, and it's going to be Cole Brown. Snap, the hold, kick is blocked. That was a low snap anyway. And the kick, no good. Timeout on the field. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. It's all Dewey. It's Dewey 44 and Verdigris 3. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. That drive for Dewey, 7 plays, 80 yards, capped off by a Cole Hawkins 40-yard run, his second rushing touchdown of the season.
I'd like to see a 40-yard dash between Hunter Brewer and Cole Hawkins.
It'd be pretty tight.
Jeez.
Be a good race. Here's a kick.
Nice
this
kick.
Time a line drive kick, and it's fair caught at the 20.
Illegal procedure.
They're going to say illegal procedure against Dewey. They're going to make them, Verdigris is going to make Dewey re-kick this. The one thing that Dewey probably has a black eye, as you mentioned, is penalties.
Yeah.
And you really can't afford, I know the next two games down the stretch, you can ill afford to give up so many of those penalties.
Into the third quarter, it's 44-12, Adair over Nowata.
There's a squid kick there, and the ball comes loose, and it's going to be recovered at the 39. So that nice thank you to Dave Neely, our good friend from Nowata, to give us those score updates from Adair. Of course, the Nowata County adjuster. Is that right?
That's good enough.
Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave to you. Well, he works in the assessor. He's the head of the assessor's office in the county. Let's just say that.
Head assessor.
Stively in the shotgun formation. Pass caught at the 35. Spins around to the 40. And boom, down he goes to the 41. That's Hunter Brewer there. Putting a hit there on Brandon Person.
Lay some wood to him, didn't he?
He did.
2 yards. Spot.
So now it'll be second and 8 from the 41 in Verdigris territory. Clock rolling with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 44-3.
Dave's always good to keep us updated on Nowata when we're away.
Absolutely. He allowed us to park on his parking lot.
Yeah.
Parking spot one time. The pass to the right side, caught at the 49-yard line. Brady Smith on the reception. Still about a yard short of the first down. So now you're looking at 3rd and 1 from the 48.
Where's that been all night?
I don't know.
Little passing game is very effective there.
You know, their passing game hadn't been that bad tonight. Now Dewey's showing blitz again. And a quarterback keeper, Sidley, trying to stretch it to the first down. He's not going to get it. Now he'll flip it off. Now they're going to blow the play dead. Oh, if he had one more second, he flipped it off to Brady Smith, and he would have been gone.
Good idea.
That was a great idea, but the officials called him Stiley dead. Now you're looking at 4th and 2 from the 47. No choice here for Verdigris. They got to go for it here. They got nothing to lose.
1-1 now, the score in game 5 of the NLCS. And
who are you rooting for in that one?
I can't root for the Cubs. It's like,
oh, come on.
I cannot root for the Cubs. I'm sorry.
You want them to win? You don't want them to win the World Series,
oh,
do you?
Oh, heavens no. Give me a goat, somebody, would you?
There's a snap. Play action. Stiley now. Flag on the play. Has a man open, overthrows him, but we'll check about the flag first. Yeah, it's going to be a legal procedure against Verdigris. I think that's what they're going to, the first indication would be. So yeah, the penalty is declined. It'll be first down, Dewey. So Verdigris turns the ball over on downs. And again, that Dewey defense doing their job. So they'll spot the ball at the 48-yard line in Dewey's territory.
Got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that game next week. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
I am too. If Dewey runs the table, more than likely they'll finish second in district.
Yes, sir.
Hand off is to Cole Hawkins. Runs to the right to the 45.
Oh, he lost the ball.
Now the ball loses the ball. And it's picked up by the Cardinals. And spins around to the 40 to the 39, 35-yard line. That's Peyton Cox who picked up the fumble and ran it down to about 20 yards.
Well, that's unfortunate. He was trying to give a stiff arm, and he doesn't have as many carries as some of the guys on the team. And they were able to knock the ball from his hands. It'll be 1st and 10. A little bit of a glimmer of life for the Cardinals.
It'll be spotted at the Dewey 35-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Stiley in the shotgun formation. This is one thing. The Cardinals do not quit. Stiley now, quarterback keeper, runs to the right to the 35 and knocked out of bounds at the 30. That's Cole Hawkins on the stop.
And you know that's that play that they opened the game with, and he went 42 yards on it. So
a gain of 5, it'll make it 2nd and 5 from Dewey's 30.
Are we having an earthquake?
Yeah, we're on the so I'm going to ask you.
I can't even write on my paper here. Hey, it's 44-18 out in Adair now. They lead the Ironmen.
2nd and 5 from the 30. Quarterback keeper again this time, Stiley. Runs around to the 30, and he's stopped at the 28. That secondary was the one that got him, led by Hunter Brewer. Yeah, you're looking at 3rd and 2 now for Verdigris at the 33-yard line. Actually, the 28-yard line.
To set the record straight, I think Madden's a heck of a manager, but I'm a Cardinal, man. I can't root for the Cubs.
I know you Cardinals don't like the Cubs.
You know, it took me a long time to root for the Doggers, and I'm doing their game because I'm from nobody. You know, it's in your blood.
Here's a snap. Sidley now going back to pass. That throws in the middle and overthrows everybody. So now you're looking at 4th and 3 for the Cardinals. Now, did you know that when I offered you this position that you would have to do some Dewey games with me?
Yes, I did, and okay. It was not a big deal. I tell you what, I joke about it, but the folks at Dewey have accepted me with open arms, and I love going to the Dewey ball games, especially the home games, because, you know, we're treated like royalty.
Oh, no. Oh.
They roll out the red carpet and bring the people.
Cardinals will go for it. Yes, sir. 4th and 3 from the 28. The snap. Stiley now rolls to his left. Still rolling. He has some blockers, and he'll throw it down the middle. And the pass is intercepted.
Incomplete.
Well, actually, it's incomplete there, but I'll tell you what, I almost caught that was Brandon Williams. He's already got one pick tonight. And anyway, that's a turnover on downs.
How about that?
39.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. And again, that Dewey defense does their job.
Well, they recovered nicely from that
turnover they had.
Yes. Bend, don't break. Don't let them into the end zone.
I recognize a song that you probably grew up.
Casey and the Sunshine.
Yeah.
Man. Shake Your Booty.
That was my mom's favorite, by the way.
Brandon Phelps in at tailback.
Here's a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Actually, that was my mom's favorite song, by the way.
Was it really?
Yes, it was. A pass caught at the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Just a nice little slant pattern to Brandon Tidwell in the slot, and he picks up 8 yards. Nice delivery there by Timmons.
No huddle this time for Dewey. Puts the ball at the 36-yard line, second down and 4. And I think Dewey's going to let this clock go. We're a game clock down to 10, of course, play clock down to 12, so Dewey will have the advantage here. And I don't think they're going to snap this one. Yeah, that's the end of the third quarter. And your score, Dewey 44 and Verdigris 3. The fourth period coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. One minute to go for Dewey, picking up their fifth win of the year. They have it, second and 4 from Dewey's 36-yard line. Handoff, I believe Brandon Phelps now with the ball carrier. And he may have gained a yard.
He's about half yard shy of the stick.
Now you're looking at 3rd and 2. Actually, 3rd and 1 from the 37.
About the hardest dang seats.
No, I know. You may have to help me get out of these seats.
I think my rump is going to sleep. Oh, just enough for the first down.
All right, well.
Give him 2 yards and a first down. Here we
first
go.
First and 10 from the 37 then. They got a good snap. And now a flag throws. False start on Dewey.
The ref giveth and the ref taketh away.
Yeah. First and 15 now for Dewey from their own 32-yard line.
The 11th penalty.
Trips to the left. Brandon Phelps alone setback behind Blake Timmons. Snap.
Got
Timmons
it. Got
throws
it.
To his left, has a man open, caught! That's a 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Good night, Dewey! Touchdown, Bulldoggers! That's Jonathan Blackman on a 68-yard pass from Blake Timmons, and Dewey having a lot of fun.
That's a good way to put it.
First receiving touchdown this evening for Jonathan Blackman. That is his 7th of the season.
First catch of the night. They've been trying to air it out to him all night long. Finally got it to him.
And now Cole Hawkins will attempt the extra point. Here's a snap to hold. The kick on his way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 11 minutes to go in the game. Dewey has half a 100 over Verdigris. It's 50-3. Dewey on top of Verdigris. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Welcome back here to Verdigris, 11 minutes to go in the game, and Dewey has half a 100, 51-3.
I tell you, they've been trying to get that ball down the field to JB all night long, and he finally got a little bit of separation. Blake Timmons made a great throw, and baby, you can't catch him when he's in full stride.
And a low kick there by Cole Hawkins, and that's going to be down at the 36-yard line, and that's where the Cardinals will have the ball. Cardinals led early 3-0. Their opening drive was a field goal, and they've done nothing since.
I tell you what, the way Dewey's playing right now, I wish they could play Barry Hill while they're on this roll, because they would give them a good. They gave them a great game.
Actually, they had a 16-0 lead early, but it was Barry Hill who just really came back hard. Sidling now in the shotgun formation. And Stiley, actually a quarterback keeper this time. He'll throw to his right, and it's intercepted at the 45, to the 50, to the 47-yard line, to the 42. Again, it's Brandon Williams again, his second pick of the night.
He is playing very well in that secondary. And that is the fourth turnover of the night to make things worse for the Cardinals.
They'll put the ball at the 43-yard line in Verdigris territory. Blake Timmons still at quarterback.
And is that Chase Rivard?
Actually, it is Chase Rivard at the tailback position. So, now the shotgun formation, two wide receivers on each side. They're going to hand it off to Chase. And it gets no gain. Now flag on the play. Chris Rivard already had done his eligibility.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Personal foul on Cardinals. 15-yard penalty, first down. Dylan Hike called on that personal foul. So now you're looking at first and 10 at Verdigris' 27-yard line.
15th first down in the ball game for the Doggers.
Rivard now the lone setback.
He's a good kid. I don't care who his dad is.
He is a great kid. He's a great kid.
His dad's a great guy, too.
Yeah,
he
is.
I like to tease him.
Handoff is Rivard again. Actually, Rivard's
that
quarterback.
Rivard went to quarterback on that play.
I believe the tailback was...
Is that 82 or
no?
Is that 12? No, that's an 8. That's 8. 82.
Well, we'll get the numbers here shortly. They're bringing in these guys.
Kyle Jackson.
Actually, going to the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers.
Kyle Jackson in to the end zone.
I still didn't see who. Is this 22?
Kyle Jackson.
His first rushing touchdown tonight. First touchdown ever. Kyle Jackson.
That's great.
27-yard run. Wow. There's a snap to hold the kick on his way. Is it long enough? It is good.
Dakota and Holmes with a kick.
And the kick is good. Who was that again?
Dakota Holmes with a kick.
I got to get the Dewey roster here because I...
Oh, they're having fun next door here.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. 9:45 to go in the game. It's all Dewey, 58-3. Dewey on top of Verdigris.
Timeout, Adam.
And we'll take a timeout. A 30-second timeout. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Of course, that Kyle Jackson 27-yard run, but the kicker was Dakota Fox was there to make the extra point. It's 58-3 favor of Dewey. And they're having a lot of fun right now.
Everything going right, and that we understand from the coaches next door, that's his first touchdown in either JV or varsity. So a very exciting time for young Master Jackson, and we've got a timeout.
Actually, Dewey will call the timeout with 9:45 to go in the game, and it's all Dewey here, 58-3, favor of the Doggers.
58 unanswered points. When's the last time we've said that phrase?
Been a long, long time.
Ever?
Ever. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Barnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint. Coming up, the conclusion of our broadcast, we will have our high school school board show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week eight.
Week eight.
Some teams playing tonight, some playing tomorrow. Looks like they got a new quarterback in the game. Handoff. Not sure who is the new quarterback. And again, they're hard to read the names here, or hard to read the uniforms. So
like Peyton Cox on the carry.
I think it's Trayton Appleman. He's the other backup quarterback.
Okay.
I'm just going to guess because Verdigris has all black uniforms with red trim, and it's just so hard to see. Second and nine now from the 39.
Bad snap.
And bad snap. And it spins around to the 30, down to the 31-yard line. Ty Moore there. He is a new quarterback. It's
yep.
Ty Moore.
Freshman.
He's a freshman.
Welcome to the jungle, son.
And they'll spot it at the 31, a loss of 8. So it'll be 3rd and 17.
You don't want your first varsity carry to be minus 8. That's not a good thing.
So shotgun formation for Ty Moore.
Dewey
he strips
coach,
to the right, one on the left.
Dewey assistant coaches are packing it up for the night.
Hand off. Tailback and down to the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's Peyton Cox, I believe, on the ball carrier.
You're right.
So three and out by Verdigris. 8 minutes to go in the game.
Same song, familiar verse right there. How many times have you said three and out for this tonight?
Many times.
And the body, you know, the body language of the Cardinals, you know, they're beat.
So they're going to go back to punt. Here's a snap. Good punt. And you know, let that ball go, and it'll be down at the 29.
Hunter thought about it, didn't he? Kind of bounced towards him. He thought about picking it up and maybe trying to run it back, but
looks like we're going to see some new faces here for Dewey.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, hey, give it to Kyle Jackson again. That was fun to watch that kid run. He blew right through everybody. God, he's fast, too. You know, he got him listed at 5'8", 155. Yeah, maybe with somebody standing on the scales with him.
So late players now coming in.
Cole Brown coming in as blocking back.
So Revar now in a shotgun formation. Now we got whistles blown, flags thrown all over the place.
Delay of game.
So it's a delay of game against Dewey.
80 yards and penalties. The only, really, like I said, the only negative that you can pin on Dewey.
So shotgun formation for Revard. Revard now hands it off to Jackson. And Jackson may have gained a yard to the 20. Actually, no, he lost some yards.
He lost about
lost
two
about
yards.
2 yards.
Well, that's not quite as good as his inaugural carry.
Second and 12 from the 22. Clock rolling with 6.5 to go in the game. Dewey on top 58-3. Revar now getting final instructions. Shotgun formation. Cole Brown, the other lone setback. Now he lines up as a blocking formation. Jackson has it again to the 20, and that's all he'll get.
Should have cut that one outside. Lost another yard.
Blaine Saxon there on the stop.
Come on, Cluck.
Now you're looking at 3rd and 13 from the 21. Now I think you keep the clock rolling. We can go home.
There you go.
What? By the way, where are you going to feed me for supper?
Yeah, I got you some Gatorade. You're on your own now, Bubba. That's the extent of my... That's as much as Kevin gives me on this account right there.
3rd and 15 now from the 21.
Chase just letting the play clock kind of wind down a little bit.
A snap. Jackson has it, sweeps to the left side, and down at the 20.
Oh,
now flag on the play.
That didn't help anything.
It's in the area of holding, I think. Oh, face mask against Verdigris. They're going to attack it at the end of the run, so it'll be still 3rd down. So you're looking at now 3rd and 10 from the 26.
Another face mask penalty. And it's a final from Adair. Warriors 44, Ironman 24.
It's a respectable score right there, I think.
Yeah, it is. Ironman gave him a good game.
Sure did. Clock rolling now with 5:10 to go in the game. Play clock now down to 7. So what Rebart's going to do here. I think they're going to call timeout. Yeah, they got to call timeout. Yeah, play clock was down to 1, and now 4:59 to go in the game. And Dewey leading this one 58-3. Well, the Ironmen, as we mentioned, lose Adair 44-24. Next week, Noah will be at Commerce.
And
of course, we'll carry the Dewey game next Friday as they will host Claremore Sequoia.
Noah is in no position now to even have a home playoff game. So they're kind of battling for 3rd place in that conference right now behind Wyandotte and Adair.
Matter of fact, Oklahoma Union is looking at their district hosting homecoming tonight, or tomorrow, excuse me,
tomorrow,
as they'll host Commerce. So now 3rd and 10.
Speaking of Commerce, today was Mickey Mantle's birthday.
Well, I did not know that.
The Mick.
3rd and 15 from the 26. Rebar now in a shotgun formation.
Need to let him throw one, Coach?
Sure, why not? He's got a good arm.
Oh, I know.
He's got a good arm. Snap. Nope, they're going to give it to Jackson. Spins around to the 30 to the 31-yard line. Not enough for a first down. They got to get to the 39. So now you're looking about 4th down and 9.
Eight, nine. And a spread formation here. Oh, I have to get there.
3 wide receivers, trips to the right, 1 receiver to the left. They may be punting this.
Yeah, they are. It's a little pooch punt. Short formation.
The snap. Kind of a wobbly kick, and that's going to go out of bounds to the 47-yard line in Verdigris territory, so the Cardinals will have it with 4:14 to go in the game. And no, they've stopped the clock. Sound like Yosemite Sam saying that.
Ooh, I hate that clock operator.
I watched there was a Yosemite Sam episode that he was just, when he throws temper tantrums, oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if he's saying the magic words when he does that or what. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It's Ty Moore, and handoff right down the middle to the 50 to the 46-yard line.
If you get a number on that kid, nice little run.
Nate Cox.
His longest run second, of the night.
Second and three from the 40. Actually, from the 45, excuse me.
Well, there's Kyle Jackson in at the defensive back. Try to get some of these. Braden Lewis in at defensive back for the Doggers.
Now the snap, punt fakes. Now throws to his right and overthrows everybody. Matter of fact, it was well covered there, and it's now third and three. Clock stops with 3:32 to go in the game. 58-3, favor of Dewey. Dewey will improve to 5-2 overall, 3-1 district play. That will get them in the postseason play.
Now they're fighting for a home playoff game.
They have not played a home game since 2009 when they beat Clinton in the quarterfinals in Class 3A.
Wouldn't that be a stadium-shaking time?
Yeah, that was a hoot. Now, quarterback keeper runs to the right to the 40, 35, and still on his feet to the 30, and down at the 26-yard line. It's Ty Moore again on the ball carrier.
Did a nice job. First down of the second half.
Wow.
What a defensive effort for these Doggers tonight.
Gain of 19 on the play. They'll make it first and 10 from Dewey's 26.
Need to tip our cap to that Dogger coaching staff. They came in with an excellent game plan, got these boys to execute it greatly. And it looks like they've got a stoppage of play.
Now they got it. And I remember both teams only had an extra day to prepare.
Right.
Moore went out, actually run to the right to the 25, breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, and touchdown, Verdigris. So finally, the Cardinals get a touchdown on a 30-yard run by Ty Moore.
26 yards. Well, that should about do it, shouldn't it?
Should.
Certainly.
And Cardinals will attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hole, the kick on his way, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 2:33 to go in the game. It's your score. It's Dewey 58 and Verdigris 10. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Scoring drive for the Cardinals, 4 plays, 52 yards. Ty Moore on a 26-yard run. Point after good was 58-10, Dewey.
How good has this Dewey defense looked the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been spectacular. Probably the best I have seen since I've been here.
Tell you what, the Eagles better come with guns a-blazing next week because this team plays some fantastic defense.
Here's a kick, line drive kick. And it's going to be caught at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, 20. Has some blockers to the 25, 30, 35, 40. And down at the 42-yard line, Cole Hawkins on the return. But there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, block in the back at about the 28-yard line. So that's going to come back. So, no holding.
Well. Spot foul. It'll make Dewey a first down anyway.
It is penalty number 13 on the night. 90 yards in mark-offs against the Doggers.
I'm going to spot this at the 23-yard line.
One thing we didn't... it's going to be at the 18.
Oh, the 18. Excuse me.
One thing we didn't mention, the national anthem was played by a brass trio tonight. Sousaphone, trombone, and trumpet. Those three young men did a very nice job. We failed.
Absolutely. Rebar in the shotgun formation. Jackson has it. Spins around, and he may get back to the 18-yard line.
Barry Hill up 43-16. I don't know if that's a final or not yet.
Barry Hill's for real, bud.
Oh, yeah.
They're for real.
They're a stellar annual events competing for gold balls.
Second and 10 now from the 18-yard line. We both have not seen Berry Hill this year, but I know from past they are legit.
Did your mom like this song? The band is playing My Sharona.
No, but she likes Shake Your Booty. Hand off is to Jackson, dives to the 20 to the 21-yard line. I got a little story to tell about that.
All right.
You know, my mother loved Shake Your Booty. She would sing it. She would whistle it. And I keep telling her, that is no such thing as Shake Your Booty song. Well, she finally got the song. It's sung by Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I lost that bet.
She probably really blew your mind with jive talking then, didn't she?
Yeah, she probably did. Third and eight from the 21. Oh, yeah. What a wonderful lady my mother was, but I could not. She would whistle a lot. She was a great whistler. Oh, the ball comes loose.
Ugh.
And down at the 16-yard line. But she loved that song. That may be the final play of the game.
It would be nice if it were.
Yeah, it will be the final play. And your final score will be Dewey 58 and Verdigris 10. 58-10 Dewey on top of Verdigris here tonight. We'll come back. We'll wrap this one up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig.